News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
After a beautiful weekend, a little bit of rain in the mix. Dr. Bill's forecast coming up right after we check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic center, North Florida Street and Spring Hill Avenue. We do have an accident moving out of the roadway. Good ride for the 1065 split in downtown. Eastbound, westbound lanes cross the bayway. The causeway look good. No wrecks in roadways. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road, offering the newly announced military, veterans, and first responder 5% discount on everything in the store. See them at stonearmsinc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, look for a few showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with high temperatures around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Great week coming up. And also coming up this week on Thursday starts the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, returning to beautiful Orange Beach. Premier boat show on the Gulf Coast with more than $150 million in marine inventory on display. Get this, 650 boats on trailers, 150 beautiful pieces of fiberglass in the water, and all at the best prices of 2019. New for this year, too, a in-water boat training seminar from Boat US. This is something that is great to see. You can go out, spend a few hours with these folks, and get some training on boating, fishing. How about trailering your boat? Launching your boat, putting it back on the trailer, handling your boat in tight situations, all the kind of stuff that may cause stress for boaters. The folks from Boat US are teaching this course for you during the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show. And there's a course just for ladies, too, that would like to learn how to handle the boats better and do it away from the guys. That's going on as well. Plus, everything for the coastal lifestyle, fishing tackle, seminars, marine accessories, activities for the kids. Come check it out. Wharf Boat and Yacht Show starts on the 29th on Thursday, runs through the 31st. And by the way, skip the line and get your tickets online at wharfboatshow.com or check out Wharf Boat Show on Facebook. 7:08, time for headlines. Let's check in with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We are crunching numbers this morning as the state celebrates the economy thanks to new numbers being released touting a new record low jobless rate. The state's Department of Labor announced that the preliminary February unemployment rate was 3.7%, down from 3.8% 1 month ago. This is the ninth straight month of record employment numbers. So last month, Alabama had more than 2.1 million people employed. That's an improvement of more than 27,000 over last year. 66 of 67 counties experienced drops in their unemployment rate this month, and no counties were over 10% unemployment, which is a very important benchmark for the Labor Department. Wage and salary employment, that increased in February by more than 15,000, with monthly gains in the professional and business services sector, plus 5,400, the government sector, plus 4,000, and the education and health services sector, plus 3,200. A deadly start to the weekend in Pritchard as a 33-year-old man was found shot to death Friday morning. The victim has been identified as Laquan J. Packer. According to Pritchard police, he was shot multiple times on Doris Faye Williams Street, very close to the new Bessemer housing project here in Mobile. A person of interest is being held and questioned by authorities. That person's name, though, has not yet been released at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor's Street Legal Cart Sale. With an overflowing inventory and the best prices of the year, choose from the Icon brand, Tomberlin, and Star, all on sale through March at Cart Doctor.
I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5. Police are investigating a shooting last night on South Ann Street in Mobile. Mobile police confirm a 28-year-old man was shot in his chest and rushed to University Hospital. Police are still looking for the gunman. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office will hold a press conference this morning at 10:30. We expect deputies to talk about two large drug busts over the weekend. The arrests come on the heels of a bust on Thursday involving two people accused of targeting kids with their drugs. In Thursday's bust, deputies seized marijuana-laced gummies, brownies, and butter. The Highway Patrol is investigating a crash in Pensacola that seriously injured a 10-year-old boy. Investigators say the child was playing on the side of the road on Massachusetts Avenue when he fell into the path of a car. The driver tried to avoid the child by slamming on his brakes. The child was rushed to Sacred Heart Hospital. And bikers revved up their engines over the weekend to help troubled youth. Saturday's restoration ride, which started at the battleship, raised nearly $30,000 for Youth Reach, an organization that helps young men ages 18 to 22. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Everyone is talking about opioid addiction, but it's not about me. I don't have a problem. I take them when I need them. I can always stop. I'm pretty sure I could stop. I'm not in too deep. Am I?
The 24/7 helpline is 844-307-1760. Again, the number is 844-307-1760. Or go to courageforall.com.
This message brought to you by the ADMH, the ABA, and this station.
The Auburn Tigers moving on to the Sweet 16. South Alabama women's basketball sets a new bar, and Gronk calls it a career. 7:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Auburn Tigers are in the Sweet 16 for the fifth time in school history. The Tigers will face number 1 seed North Carolina on Friday night at 6:30 in St. Louis after beating number 4 seed Kansas 89-75 on Saturday.
Our Auburn basketball team is a better team than the Kansas team. I think Bill will say that. And so in some ways, you know, it really wasn't an upset. I thought the better team won tonight.
That's head coach Bruce Pearl after the win. Auburn, the hottest team in the tournament right now, having won their last 10 games in a row. They're one of four SEC teams that remain in the final 16. LSU beat Maryland 69-67 on a last-second layup from Tremont Waters.
Waters makes his move. 3 seconds. Waters to the rim. Layup. Good! 1.6. Maryland has no timeouts. Ayala, three-quarter court. It's over. March equals madness.
Kentucky beat Wofford 62-56, and Tennessee survived a 25-point rally to defeat Iowa in overtime 83-77. The Sweet 16 is top-heavy this year, with all four number one seeds still playing, all four number two seeds, all four number three seeds, two of the four seeds. Auburn's the number five seed, and if you're pulling for a Cinderella, well, number 12 seed Oregon is your team. The bracket's number one overall team, Duke, nearly were sent home after round two, but they survived an upset attempt by number nine seed Central Florida.
Taylor driving in, banks it up, no, put back, in and out, and Duke survives just barely.
Next up for the SEC, number two seed Tennessee plays three seed Purdue at 6:30 on Thursday. Three seed LSU plays two seed Michigan State at 6:10 on Friday. Kentucky plays three seed Houston at 9 p.m. on Friday. And Auburn plays UNC at 6:30 Friday night. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame beginning at 6 o'clock. The winner of Auburn-UNC will take on the winner of Kentucky-Houston on Sunday in the Elite Eight. Tonight on Sports Night at 7:30, we talk with color commentator Sonny Smith, the former Auburn coach, only coach other than Bruce Pearl to win an SEC tournament and make it to the Elite Eight. The University of South Alabama Jaguars women's basketball team rallied from 9 points down to beat Lamar 73-71 in the first round of the women's NIT tournament on Friday. It was the first home loss for Lamar in their last 43 games at home, and South set the program record for wins in one season with 25. And by the way, according to head coach Terry Fowler's Twitter feed, he became a grandfather the very next morning. Unfortunately, the road ended in round two for the Jags. They were beaten by Wyoming 78-71 yesterday. In NFL news, New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski announced his retirement from the NFL yesterday in a post on Instagram. Gronkowski, who's considered the best receiving and maybe the best blocking tight end of his generation in the NFL, he's calling it quits after 9 seasons and 3 Super Bowl victories. Gronk thanked team owner Robert Kraft and head coach Bill Belichick in his retirement post. Gronkowski's 79 touchdown receptions since he was drafted by the Patriots in 2010 led the NFL, and he had 10 or more touchdown receptions in 5 seasons, which is the most by a tight end in NFL history. On the PGA Tour, Paul Casey won the Valspar Championship for the second year in a row. Casey finished at 8 under par, enough to win by one stroke over Jason Kokrak and Louis Oosthuizen. Pensacola's own Bubba Watson finished tied for third at 5 under, alongside Sungjae Im, one shot ahead of the fifth place finisher and top-ranked player in the world, Dustin Johnson. In NASCAR, Brad Keselowski led 446 of the 500 laps at Martinsville Speedway on Sunday to win the STP 500. Keselowski finished a half second ahead of second place Chase Elliott and 1.3 seconds ahead of third place Kyle Busch. The victory was Keselowski's second of the season, second at Martinsville, and the 29th of his career. 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, and by the way, one of the mysteries of the world may have been solved. There's a story out why so many crime stories come out of Florida.
Oh, finally.
A key component, a keystone to 6.5 Stories with Dalton Orwig on Fridays. Florida man revealed coming up. All right, y'all stay close.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. 529 accounts are popular options for parents or grandparents looking to fund educations and get some tax advantages at the same time. The tax law allows up to $10,000 from the plans to be used each year for elementary and high school tuitions. Under the old tax code, the plans could only be used to pay for college costs. And keep in mind that many states allow for some or all of 529 contributions to be deducted or receive credits. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, look for a few showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with high temperatures around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hard-working people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers don't work again in New Rex, clearing up the one in North Florida and Spring Hill Avenues. You've got a good ride from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford. Also checking in with no wrecks in roadways. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile is the perfect place for luxurious weddings, receptions, and parties. And this summer, you get free rental of the facility. Just treat your guests to a host bar. Find out more at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic. Thank you, Kane. 721 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. We'll check in with Dr. Bill in just about 12 minutes. And I look forward to this week's weather, even a peek at the weekend coming up. And do you see this story from the Bayway? Unreal. This is like the stuff that nightmares are made of. Alabama Law Enforcement Agency has identified the man thrown from I-10 on the Bayway after an accident Saturday night. The story from our news partners at WKRG. Aaliyah confirms the man who was thrown over the bridge wall into the water below is Damian Wright. The car Wright was in had mechanical issues, came to a stop inside the emergency lane. Wright reportedly got out, walked to the front of the vehicle to work under the hood. Mm. While working on the vehicle was struck from behind by a 2016 Ford Fusion. Tried to fuse itself, I guess, to the rear of that vehicle. Oof. Collision caused Wright to be thrown over the bridge wall and into the water below. Thank goodness, I guess it would be where it was deeper than shallower. Aaliyah Marine Patrol troopers were notified, responded to the scene where the victim was retrieved from the water, returned to land safely. He was checked by medics on the scene, only had minor injuries. The mother, his wife, and the mother of the child and a child were in the car when it was struck, sending him over the side. I guess they will be fine as well. They were heading to Daphne at the time of the accident.
That sounds like the worst night ever.
I mean, you're there. You have nowhere to run. You know, you just got that small shoulder there on the Bayway, and you get launched over.
Wow. Yeah, I'm actually could have been a worse night if this had been resulted in injuries to either his wife, child, or himself. I can't believe he's only walking away with scrapes and bruises.
But yeah, from being thrown over the side of the Bayway.
That's one of those where you reevaluate your life after that.
No joke. Wow. 7:22. Let's check more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An attempt to smuggle drugs into a women's prison ends in a car crash, multiple arrests, and one person dead. The Alabama Department of Corrections confirms that last week, very close to the Tutwiler Prison for Women in Wetumpka, that's where 31-year-old Rufus Brown and 21-year-old Janisha Jordan, both of Montgomery, faced charges of attempt to commit a controlled substance, possession of marijuana, first degree, and endangering the welfare of a child. ADOC agents say that they saw a vehicle parked on department property, and as agents approached that vehicle, well, it sped off, leading them on a pursuit. The vehicle eventually crashed into a nearby river. Brown, Jordan, and a 2-year-old child were all recovered. A third adult's body was later pulled from that water. At this hour, additional charges are pending for both Brown and Jordan. This morning, we now know the name of the man killed in an ATV accident. It happened in Baldwin County. The 59-year-old Daphne man died as a result of that crash inside his ATV. According to Alabama State Troopers, Thursday, they responded to a single vehicle crash, and that is where Gregory Renard Ballard was found. He'd been driving his ATV on Austin Road. He went off the roadway, and that vehicle flipped. He was transported to University Hospital in Mobile. That is where he passed away as a result of his injuries. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:25 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and of course, turning up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour at 343-0106. 343-0106. And as you're over on the website, fmtalk1065.com, whatever you're doing over there, checking out schedules, taking part in the online opinion poll questions, something like that, make sure to check out the podcast. You can get them a la carte from our website, or best yet, subscribe to get them right there on your telephone, your smartphone. You can get them dropped I mean, you don't even have to do anything. Just be there and receive them.
Yeah, all the popular podcast hosts, you can get them on iTunes Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, if that's where you listen to some music. And, of course, TuneIn Radio has our podcasts also. And if you just want to stick with the sports and outdoor stuff, maybe you missed some of those over the weekend, we've got a page specifically for that on FMTalk1065.com. It's named, curiously enough, Sports and Outdoors at the very top of the page.
Hiding in plain sight. I like that. Yeah, if you want to get the latest tomato updates from Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, they're waiting for you in a podcast form. All right, 725 FM Talk 1065. What if you needed just one company to take on all your technology challenges, one company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired. All right, so finally they've got around to explaining something that you and I have asked about over the years, the high density of interesting stories out of the state of Florida.
I'm glad somebody finally got on this, figuring out why Florida is so popular for these kinds of stories.
Florida Man story, right? Did Florida Man exist in, they're Florida Man on Twitter, Florida Man on Facebook, Instagram. it's a font. It's like a spring. It's like one of the many natural springs in Florida, but this is a spring of wacky news stories out of Florida. And this is back in the news, of course, because the whole Florida Man challenge. You told us that last week. How do you do this?
Yeah, well, you just type your day of birth into Google. So in my case, September 20, and then you search Florida Man. And then whatever news story from that day of your birth pops up, that would be your Florida Man story. Mine was about a Florida man gardening naked.
So why does this Florida Man things exist in the first place? And is Florida really responsible for more stupid crimes than other states? Well, the answer here they came up with is yes and no. The three main reasons so many crime stories come out of Florida. Number one, it's really easy to get details on crime stories in Florida. The laws are set up so almost everything is public record in the state of Florida, so reporters have quick and easy access to arrest records in Florida, which is not the case in a lot of other states. Number two, I've said this before, Florida's got a lot of people. It's the third most populated state in these United States, just behind California and Texas. Florida, number three, has a lot going on in general. It covers a lot of demographics. That's been my argument before. You have such a mix of people there.
Young, old, poor, rich,
yep.
Everybody.
Everybody's there. And so there's a wide, as they said in a report here from USA Today, so there's a wide variety of nonsense going on. Well put. And Florida Man stories are more likely to go viral. More websites pick them up because the whole Florida Man joke exists now. So it almost is a headline looking for a story.
It gets the clicks,
is what you're saying.
And especially for me, for 6.5 stories.
Yes, and then something else you and I noticed, the state of Idaho, it said the same thing is happening with Idaho, but it just doesn't make national news as much as Florida Man because people are looking at Florida Man stories. Also, you and I looked at Washington State producing a lot of those stories.
Pennsylvania, too.
It does as well. Some people claim there's more craziness in Florida because all the transplants who move from other states. The basic, very loose theory USA Today and Bro Bible are talking about is people who tend to be more impulsive move there, just up and move to Florida, which leads to them being impulsive in their life, more bad choices. And then, of course, the fruit from that tree, the Florida Man stories that we get. So there you go, a little explanation of why Florida Man is a thing. And if you want the challenge, you Google your name.
And your birthday. Yeah, your birthday. You don't need to put your name
birthday.
On there. Your birthday and Florida Man, you'll find your Florida Man story.
All right, coming right back. News 5 is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Another earthquake recorded on the Gulf Coast. The latest earthquake was reported Sunday morning in Brewton. It was registered at a 2.5 magnitude. It's the fifth small tremor reported in the News 5 viewing area in just a few weeks. We can learn new details today about a murder in Satsuma that happened last month. Michael Fletcher is scheduled to be in court for a preliminary hearing later this morning. He is charged in the shooting death of David Beckshank February 21st. Authorities have said there is surveillance video that shows the shooting. recruiting. The Navy's high-flying precision team, the Blue Angels, return home from winter training today. The Blues will fly over Palafox Street, Pensacola Beach, and Perdido Key. They're expected to arrive between 2:30 and 3 this afternoon. Bikers revved up their engines over the weekend to help troubled youth. Saturday's Restoration Ride, which started at the Battleship, raised nearly $30,000 for Youth Reach, an organization that helps young men ages 18 to 22 get back on the right track. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Attorney General William Barr says the special counsel investigation did not find that President Trump's 2016 campaign or Trump associates conspired with Russia.
Republicans rallying behind the president. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy declaring this case is closed. Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham writing the cloud hanging over President Trump has been removed.
Correspondent Sarah Murray, top Democrats say they want to see special counsel's report and not simply the AG's summary. A second student from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, has died by apparent suicide. Ryan Petty, the father of a student who died in last year's attack at the school, says don't ignore the warning signs.
Whether or not you believe your child's at risk, they are at risk. Take it seriously. Ask them the questions, understand how they're feeling, and then get them the help they need.
Ryan Petty, I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Viacom and AT&T have reached a deal that will keep Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, and other channels on AT&T's DirecTV service. The deal came after days of tense negotiation and after the previous contract had expired. As the nation's biggest pay TV distributor, AT&T was demanding a cut in the carriage fees charged by Viacom. AT&T provides TV services to 24.5 million homes in the U.S. Terms of the new deal were not disclosed. Viacom shares are up 5% in pre-market trading on the news. Nintendo plans to launch two new versions of its Switch gaming console as early as this summer as the company seeks to sustain sales momentum for the product. The Wall Street Journal says one version will have enhanced features targeting an avid video gamers, although it won't be as powerful as Sony's PlayStation 4 Pro or Microsoft's Xbox One X. The other version is a cheaper option for casual gamers. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with
with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And we'll check in just 1 second with Dr. Bill, but update from the traffic department here. Kane says North Florida Street at Spring Hill Avenue, overlook at Athey, and I-10 westbound at Rangeline having issues right now. And looking at the text line coming in here, this coming in from, who just sent this? We just got somebody updated us on the text line. I think it might have been, it was Roy. Okay. Hey, thanks, Roy. He said, items on the road, left lane, I-10 westbound. So I-10 westbound approaching the 65 interchange. When you kind of come over that little hill before 65, there's items in the road in the left lane. Obviously has people slamming on brakes this morning, causing issues there. So be aware if you're westbound on I-10 getting to the 65 interchange, that's where the issue is. All right, let's check in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. And you can take a victory lap or two after this weekend.
Yeah, it was beautiful with 76-degree temperatures both days, plenty of sunshine, and just a great weekend. We could have had even a higher number on the scale. We're up to 1.91. It could have been higher than that. But we've had a pretty good day today, at least through this morning hours, but there's a line of showers and thunderstorms across Mississippi. Right now it's raining from Meridian through Jackson and down to Macomb, Mississippi. And that line is headed in our direction. It's occurring ahead of a cold front. It's going to bring us some more dry air tomorrow and for the next few days. Those showers will be getting in here this afternoon, possibly late this morning. And a few of those thunderstorms could produce some strong gusty winds. We'll see temperatures in the 70s today and could get as high as anywhere from 75 to 78 before those showers move in. Showers are possible in the early evening hours and then clearing off. Tonight will cool down to about 52. And then tomorrow, with the dry air in place, it'll be mostly sunny and about 70 degrees for tomorrow afternoon, then down into the mid-40s tomorrow night. The rest of the week, Wednesday and Thursday, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Two beautiful days. Friday, partly cloudy, a little warmer, about 75. And right now, over the weekend, a slight chance of a shower for both Saturday and Sunday, and about 75 Saturday, 72 on Sunday. So not doesn't look like quite like the weekend we just had, but right now, just a slight chance of a shower.
All right, so our best weather probably midweek?
Yeah, for tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and even Friday, just a nice stretch of weather.
All right, Dr. Bill, and remind folks, too, if they've yet to pick up their Mobile Weather Marine Almanac, how they do that?
And, of course, there's a lot of information in there. Hurricane season not too far off, and you'll find a hurricane tracking chart, names of the storms, and some records. You'll find copies at West Marine here in Mobile, also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Lankford Allstate, both in Fairhope, and also in Fairhope at Autocraft Collision Center.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5, Dr. Bill Williams. Check more on traffic with Kane coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Blair Fisher, head of school at St. Paul's School here in Mobile, to talk teaching trends. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Blair Fisher says humans aren't created to change as quickly as we're changing today. Combine this with teachers who have proven to be some of the most change-averse people ever, and you get a sense of some of Blair's challenges day in and day out. How do we prepare kids for jobs in the future we can't even imagine, using a workforce naturally reluctant to change how they teach? Plus, what's up with boys these days? Why such a lack of motivation? It's almost at epidemic proportions. Listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department still there at North Florida Street and Spring Hill Avenue. Overlook Road also at 8th Road and I-10 westbound at Rangeline Road. Watch your speed. Officers have been working radar in the school zones again, so be careful there, but Bayway and the Causeway still running smooth. The Serpents of the Invalid, 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile, has the perfect gift for that unique someone, from independent art, books, and clothing to oddity items. See them at serpentsoftheinvalid.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Y'all say hello to my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Sean. How are you this beautiful morning?
Man, I am great. Hey, Larry, it's a new week. Let's get started here talking about those two things that make it all work at LCM, and that's the inventory and that's financing.
Absolutely. It's going to be a beautiful week, and it's the last week of the month already. It's hard to believe, but we got a great selection. We got cars, we got sport utilities, we got full size, mid size, we got trucks. Two-wheel, four-wheel. We got Jeep Wranglers. Got everything you can imagine, plus great financing.
Yeah, when you talk about great financing, that's also an inventory thing. Kind of explain that to people. You've got a lot of selection.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I just say you got a lot of selection of inventory in financing.
Absolutely. We got multiple lenders. We got credit unions. We got banks. We got finance companies. We got ways to get just about 99% of the folks some kind of financing.
All right, so the best thing for us to do is come check out the vehicles, come talk financing, give us directions.
Absolutely. Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 741. Let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An armed substitute teacher arrested after his weapon discharges in a first grade classroom. Thankfully, no one was injured at Bluntsville Elementary School when this happened last Friday. But here's what we know. 72-year-old Henry Rex Weaver is in custody and will face charges. According to the Associated Press, the Blount County Sheriff, Mark Moon, says students were in that classroom when Weaver's gun went off. His gun was in his pocket when it discharged. The Blount County DA says that Weaver will face charges of reckless endangerment, third-degree assault, and possession of a firearm on school grounds. There's now closure for two local families after a 2015 homicide claims the lives of two young people. Friday, a Mobile jury found a New York man guilty in the January 2015 shooting deaths of two people in Pritchard and sentenced to life without parole. According to the Mobile County DA's office, Kenyatta Moffett of Buffalo, New York, was found guilty of five counts of capital murder in the shooting deaths of Sharnisha Penn and Roderick Reed. Their bodies were found in their vehicle near Warren Street and North Gold Avenue in Pritchard back on January 15th of 2015. Moffitt was arrested one day after their murders. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5. Police are investigating a shooting last night on South Ann Street in Mobile. Mobile police confirm a 28-year-old man was shot in his chest and rushed to University Hospital. Police are still looking for the gunman. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office will hold a press conference this morning at 10:30. We expect deputies to talk about two large drug busts over the weekend. The arrests come on the heels of a bust on Thursday involving two people accused of targeting kids with their drugs. In Thursday's bust, deputies seized marijuana toothpaste, gummies, brownies, and butter. The Highway Patrol is investigating a crash in Pensacola that seriously injured a 10-year-old boy. Investigators say the child was playing on the side of the road on Massachusetts Avenue when he fell into the path of a car. The driver tried to avoid the child by slamming on his brakes. The child was rushed to Sacred Heart Hospital. And bikers revved up their engines over the weekend to help troubled youth. Saturday's restoration ride, which started at the battleship, raised nearly $30,000 for Youth Reach, an organization that helps young men ages 18 to 22. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook, or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Auburn moving on to the Sweet 16, South Alabama women's basketball sets a new bar, and Gronk calls it a career. 746 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, a great place to check out the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 coming up later this week. The Auburn Tigers are in the Sweet 16 for the fifth time in school history. The Tigers will face number one seed North Carolina on Friday night at 6:30 in St. Louis after beating number four seed Kansas 89-75 on Saturday.
Our Auburn basketball team is a better team than the Kansas team. I think Bill will say that. And so in some ways, you know, it really wasn't an upset. I thought the better team won tonight.
That's head coach Bruce Pearl after the win Saturday night. Auburn's the hottest team in the tournament right now, having won their last 10 games in a row and 12 of their last 13. They're one of four SEC teams that remain in this final Sweet 16 teams. LSU beat Maryland 69-67 on a last-second layup from Tremont Waters.
Waters makes his move. 3 seconds. Waters to the rim. Layup. 1.6. Maryland has no timeouts. Ayala, three-quarter court. It's over. March equals madness.
Kentucky beat Wofford 62-56, and Tennessee survived a 25-point rally to defeat Iowa in overtime 83-77. The Sweet 16 top-heavy this year, with all four number one seeds still playing, all four number two seeds, all four number three seeds, two of the four seeds, and Auburn is a number five seed. If you're pulling for a Cinderella, well, you have one hope remaining. That's number 12 seed Oregon, because their championship hopes are still alive. The bracket's number one overall team, Duke, were nearly sent home after round two, but they survived an upset attempt by number nine seed Central Florida, 77-76.
Taylor driving in, banks it up, no, put back, in and out, and Duke survives just barely.
Next up for the SEC teams, number two seed Tennessee plays three seed Purdue at 6:30 on Thursday. Three seed LSU plays two seed Michigan State at 6:10 on Friday. Kentucky plays number three seed Houston at 9 p.m. on Friday. Auburn plays North Carolina at 6:30 on Friday. You can hear the call from Rod Bramlett and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5. Pre-game show will begin at 6 o'clock. The winner of the Auburn-UNC game will take on the winner of Kentucky-Houston on Sunday in the Elite Eight. And tonight on Sports Night at 7:30, we talk to Sonny Smith from the Auburn Radio Network. He is, of course, the former coach, the only one other than Bruce Pearl to win an SEC tournament. The University of South Alabama Jaguars women's basketball team rallied from 9 points down to beat Lamar 73-71 in the first round of the women's NIT tournament on Friday. It was the first home loss for Lamar in their last 43 home games, and South set the program record for wins in one season with 25. And oh, by the way, according to head coach Terry Fowler's Twitter feed, he became a grandfather the very next morning. A good 24 hours for him. Unfortunately, the road ended in round two for the Jags. They were beaten by Wyoming 78-71 yesterday. In NFL news, New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski announced his retirement from the NFL yesterday in a post on Instagram. Gronkowski, who's considered the best receiving and maybe the best blocking tight end in his generation of NFL players, well, he's calling it quits after 9 seasons and 3 Super Bowl victories. Gronk thanked team owner Robert Kraft and head coach Bill Belichick in his retirement post. His 79 touchdown receptions since he was drafted in 2010 leads the NFL, and he had 10 or more touchdown receptions in 5 seasons, which is the most by a tight end in NFL history. On the PGA Tour, Paul Casey won the Valspar Championship for the 2nd year in a row, and in NASCAR, Brad Keselowski led 446 of 500 laps at Martinsville Speedway on Sunday to win the STP 500. 10 minutes to late now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile, the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, wrapping up accidents now at North Florida Street and Spring Hill Avenue, waiting for the wreckers. Overlook Road and Athey Road and I-10 westbound at Range Line. So far, state troopers are clear, but they've got the radar between Malvis and the Loxley exits. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, still a good ride. At Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile, they can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. They've got over 40 years experience. Call 666-6516 and see them at baycitycollisioncenter.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, look for a few showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with high temperatures around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
7:53 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Monday style. Coming up next hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A 5th earthquake in less than 3 weeks rocks the Alabama-Florida border. According to the United States Geological Survey, a 2.7 magnitude earthquake hit an area just under 2 miles east of Century, Florida on Sunday. Now, the first earthquake was noted back on March 6th, the second March 11th, and then two more on March 13th. The 5 earthquakes recorded near the Alabama-Florida state line since March 6th are part of what they're calling, quote, normal seismic activity. Now, that's according to the director of Alabama's Geological Investigations Program. Prisoners at home in prison refused to eat, so that prompted authorities to turn off the water to their prison cells. The move was designed to end a nearly 1 week hunger strike. that hunger strike is now over. The Alabama Department of Corrections says that inmates were protesting solitary confinement. Corrections spokesperson Bob Horton told the Montgomery Advisor that the water was turned off to enable medical staff to monitor the inmates and their water take. The eight prison inmates began refusing food on Monday, saying that they were unjustly placed in solitary confinement. Mr. Horton confirms that the inmates who were participating in that strike did not violate any rules or regulations, but did say they were put there while authorities figured out where to put them among the general population at another facility. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 754 FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of that latest earthquake, the 2.5 magnitude earthquake that happened yesterday morning, coming up in about 10 minutes. Y'all stay close for this because Dr. Alex Beebe, Assistant Professor of Assistant Director of Geology at University of South Alabama, joins us. He's been on the midday show with us a couple times talking earthquakes. And he's going to come back. And it's, if you think, man, there's been a lot of reports of earthquakes lately in our area. You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, he said it was a clustering effect or something like that. And that area, Brewton, Century, Florida, right in there, has been kind of a hot spot, even though there's been others that have been some distance from there. What about fault lines in our area? What causes these trembles in our area? We'll talk about that and get your questions coming up next hour at 343-0106.
Now, in one of your past interviews with BB, now, they're in the same department as the meteorologist, right, over there in South?
Well, okay, the meteorology, the Coastal Weather Research Center, where Dr. Bill is mm-hmm. like a bunker that's underneath the Mitchell Center.
Yeah.
Like it's a, I mean, it's like, yes. So, I mean, they're down there in the bomb shelter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you asked him, like, whether hurricanes were a bigger deal there or
right.
earthquakes. And yes. he said, well, we never get to study the earthquakes because
right.
they never really happen around here. The hurricane guys, they get hurricanes all the time.
Right.
So it's got to be, you know, the golden age for him right now. They're not too dangerous, but he's studied this stuff his whole life, and now he's got six or seven to study over the last few weeks.
Yeah, and he said, you know, it's interesting, too, when we get to it. Actually, I was talking about it with my daughter last night, just from things I learned from Dr. Beebe, what is causing our trembles around here, and he'll explain it in a scientific way and with some authority here in just a little bit, but it's not the idea of plates coming together and bouncing or rubbing back and forth like we think about elsewhere in the Pacific Rim or something like that. It's actually from the top down. It is the weight of sediment pressing down on the earth over the years, all the sediment coming out and building up over the eons. The same reason we have natural gas and oil and all those things out there, that procedure ends up, it just gets so heavy mm-hmm. that the earth gives a little bit, and that's what causes our tremors around here. So he'll talk about it coming up. A really interesting guy. He joins us in about 10 minutes, so stay close.
Looking forward to it.
All right, yeah, if you got specific questions, too, you can hit us up on the text line, 343-0106. That's up next hour, plus the political earthquake, at least for Democrats, as they're running for their shelters right now with the Mueller report being, is it a nothing burger? Talk about that, too. Y'all stay close. We'll be right back.